Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Time for Rio's great annual festival, the carnival, was approaching. That was to be the signal for the Cossack to come to town. And so, the final round with Chauco and all others involved in the struggle for the Death Ray secret. Major Aubrey Dent was due from London with vital information. And meanwhile, the faithful Angelo had discovered something about the cabaret owner, Rogliano. Something to confirm our suspicions that he was more than a fanatical admirer of the lissom Fay Corelli. However, Angelo had fallen into unfriendly hands. Sir Giles and I knew where he was, thanks to the miniature two-way radios disguised as pipes. But we needed help to rescue him, and Angelo himself suggested his shadowy relatives and acquaintances. We drove in the Rolls to a still more unsavory locality, there inquired for a certain Gama, and met him. But we encountered unexpected hostility. Hauled out of the car, frisked, as the saying is, we were surrounded by a violent mob and a sneering Gama.
I must confess, Carson, I'm not enjoying this one bit.
Nor I, Sir Giles.
They just won't accept the fact that we're Angelo's friends.
But we are. Gama!
Yeah?
Or whatever your name is. Mm. Understand this. We're Angelo's friends. He's in trouble. He sent us here to the Castano district to find you, to get help.
That's the absolute truth. If you're Angelo's friend and he claims you are such, then you must know of me, Davenport.
Senor, you are not the first to make such a claim.
But dash it all, man, I am Davenport.
It seems that someone's been masquerading in the past, huh?
But this is utterly preposterous. And what do those fellows think they're doing to my car?
They turn it over, Senor. They burn it.
Carson, they just can't do this.
Yeah, the trouble is they have our guns, my pipes, and everything.
Yes, yes, all so frustrating and awkward.
Gamma!
Gamma! Now what?
Now what? It seems the interest has switched from the car to something else.
Enrico!
Pipa! Pipa!
Yeah? Yeah.
What is the matter, you ask? I think I can answer that. The pipe talks.
Talks? Pipa?
Si, Gamma! Si, si, it talks!
Silent, silent!
Angel is probably trying to get through to us again.
Indeed, Carson. There's the static now.
Excellency. Senor, Excellency. Answer.
That's Angelo. Do you hear? Angelo.
It is not possible.
No, you hand the pipe to my friend here. He'll prove it to you.
Here, Senor. You are most welcome.
Many thanks.
That was indeed the voice of Angelo.
Angelo.
I'll speak through to him now. Hold steady, everyone. We're getting you, Angelo. We're here with Gama and the others. But they refuse to believe that you're in trouble. That we've only called in this district for help. Perhaps you might convince them. Over.
Good, Carson. Good work.
Leave this, Gama. These are indeed friends who come to you on my behalf. And help I most urgently need. There are many watching over me in this dark house. Rua Prento, Duzentos. Rua Prento, Duzentos.
He snapped it off again.
Yes, sir. But that should at least convince Senor Gama.
Indeed, Senor.
And the voice, Gama. It was Avoncello.
And he's in great trouble. As he says, he needs your help most urgently.
We go, senors. We go prepared.
We made history with the Rolls that night, for it was surely the most murderous-looking bunch that any such car carried. They crowded inside, clung outside, the whole dark 20 of them, till we reached the end of the street known as Rua Prento. Gama insisted that we should wait while he led the others to Ducentos, number 200. We heard shouts in the distance, sounds of struggle, but within 15 minutes, Angelo had been rescued and brought back to us. But a very shaken Angelo.
Excellency, this time I believe that the good spirits have abandoned me.
Abandoned you, old fellow? The very last thing they do.
But I lie there, my head thick with blood. I believe this is the end for me.
You have received a nasty knock, but no serious wound, as Carson says.
I can assure you of that.
There you are.
I wouldn't care to have it myself.
Indeed, no, not I. But a few minutes more, Angelo, and you will have you out of the car and up in the apartment. Though how fortunate we were to rescue the car.
So. These relatives and acquaintances of yours, Angelo, quite a lively bunch.
They have cause for grave suspicion, Senor Carson.
No doubt.
Many times in the past, strangers have come to them with the tale that they are known to me.
Yes, yes. And now that I cast my mind back to other assignments, I do believe you warned me about that.
But they made quick work, Excellency, when they stormed the darkened house in Rio Prento.
Yeah, that's what we must find out. Who was there?
Those who carry out many dark favors for a senorita who performs the dance.
The faker, really?
That is so, senor.
Was she there at the time?
No, senor. Earlier she left.
And Reliana also?
Indeed.
Right then. What was it you discovered about him?
Yes, yes, by Jove. We are desperately anxious to know that.
He makes a quick journey.
Yes, he boasted that he was going somewhere. But go on.
He follows a route known to us, Senor Carson. He intends to visit a place known to us.
And that?
The village called Mama Rosa.
Mama Rosa?
Carson, wasn't that the spot where the doctor fellow was living?
So, Dr. Diaz, one of the six scientists who shared the death ray secret.
But you found him to be quite unbalanced, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Then why visit Diaz? Chuck had been to him and collected what information he had.
And left him in that demented state, too, sir.
Of course, but he seemed to be very little use to you, Carson.
I couldn't get any sense out of him. He kept wandering off, piranhas and flying fish. Crazy boasts about being the greatest scientist in the world.
Then why should Reliana be going to him?
I've no idea, sir. You didn't find out why by any chance, Angela?
No, senor. But I attempt to gather more information, and that is how I come to fall into his hands.
Well, looks like another jungle jaunt. But slow down, sir.
Slow down, Carson.
Sir.
Well, very well. But might I ask why? You seem to be peering up in the air about something.
Yes, your apartment building. Yes, yes, I'm sure of it.
What is all this about?
A shadow, sir. Faint, but obvious all the same. There's someone there.
In my apartment, you mean?
Sir.
Then I think we should step on it, get up to the apartment, and find out who the uninvited guest might be.
Yes, someone inside, all right, sir.
Yes, Carson, I did hear some slight bumping sound.
We'll have to open up fast.
I have the key ready. Quick into the lock, sharp turn, then in we go.
Yeah, but not Angela.
Oh, senor, I must assist in whatever...
No, you've been in trouble enough as it is.
Indeed, you keep well in the background. But now, Carson?
Now, sir.
Then here we go.
Deauville!
It is, by Jove!
What the blazes?
This happens to be my apartment, Mr. Deauville.
Well, I didn't expect you back so soon.
Apparently not. But what might you be doing here?
Sorry, Sir Giles, I intend to ask all the questions.
Oh, do you now?
I hate to sound melodramatic, school chum, but this is a deadly firearm I have in my hand.
But the same goes for me, Carson.
Yeah, then what happens? Do we shoot it out?
I'm interested enough in my own neck to say no to that. Besides, you might come off second best, old chap.
Perhaps.
And I don't want you out of the way. Yet.
Yet, you say?
That's it. They're altogether too valuable, both yourself and Sir Giles.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, I must say. But at least we've discovered who had the key to the apartment. But precisely what are you after?
Yes, school chum. What?
I'm afraid I didn't find it.
Yes, but what was it?
Well, since we're gradually dropping so many pretenses, I'll tell you. I was wondering why Aubrey Dent was coming out here.
You discovered this in the course of your activities as a travel agent, I suppose.
Correct, Sir Giles.
Well, I fear we're in no position to reveal why.
And my search of the apartment has revealed very little, so there's really no point in my staying.
Well, must you really go?
I insist, but I'll tell you this. I intend to go to some trouble to find out precisely what brings Aubrey Dent to Rio.
Sir Giles and I were also curious to know what was behind the Major's second visit. We had no alternative but to allow Deauville to make a leisurely exit, though Angelo had to be restrained in spite of all that he'd been through. But while we waited for Aubrey Dent's arrival, we had to do something about Reliana. What was the link between this fellow and Fay Corelli? Why was he making a swift journey to Mama Rosa to see Dr. Diaz? The easiest answer seemed to follow. So the next day, with Angelo living up to his reputation for quick recoveries, we left. A chartered amphibian took us close to the village. With walls of green and strange sounds all around, we pressed on.
This path has been traversed but recently, senor.
So, Angelo, I keep noticing the prints, the broken vines.
But something remains unanswered. If this Reliana arrived here as we did...
Yes, he did, old chap. Amphibian.
But there is no sign of such a craft, senor.
Oh, numerous patches of water where it could come down.
No, of course, senor.
But if we're going to reach Mama Rosa and return to our plane by nightfall, we must have...
Oh, see, indeed.
So, on the feet again and let...
Senor.
Hold tight.
Something approaches.
Yes, or someone. Oh, see,
Reliana.
So.
And see, there are many arrows in.
Hold it, Reliana.
Senor Carson,
This also is a terrible dream. It cannot be you.
Yes, it is, old chap. Not dream.
Fenor, the arrows.
Yes, natives.
Indeed, I am attacked. I was crazy to undertake this journey. Crazy to be the tool of a woman.
We must do something for you.
I am beyond help, Senor Carson.
No, no, no.
But I know it. I am a dead man.
Now, sit down. Rest.
But they pursue me.
Yeah, we're well equipped to keep them at a distance.
Even so, I am a dead man.
Oh, nonsense.
No, Senor. I feel it. There is little time left for me to regret the past, my hopeless passion, my many grave errors. If I did anything to harm you, Senor, it was because I was driven to it.
By Mademoiselle Corelli?
It is so.
And why did you come here?
Because she persuaded me, Senor. And now I have blood upon my hands. The blood of Diaz.
What about Diaz?
I killed him. I killed him. And now with death so close, I must confess all to someone. I must go.
Senor, he collapses.
Yes, sir. But he has much to confess. He says he's close to death, and I think so, too. But he must talk. He must not die. So there it was. Liliana was a pathetic figure now. A man of great arrogance, a man of great servility, driven to a lonely death by his hopeless love for a woman. Many human emotions were caught up in this dark business. But Rogliana had to live long enough to tell us of Fay Corelli's latest move in Operation Death Ray. Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by E. Mason Wood for Macquarie Broadcasting Service.